A sixth grader once stood before his class to deliver a speech about the neutron bomb. He had done his research, he knew the facts, he spoke clearly. But something was missing, something that would haunt him for decades and eventually shape his entire career. He had shared information, but he hadn't made a point. This distinction, seemingly subtle, is the difference between communication that lands and communication that evaporates the moment you stop talking. Most professionals believe they're making points when they present, email, or speak in meetings. They're not. They're sharing topics, themes, or catchphrases and wondering why their brilliant ideas never gain traction. A real point is something you can propose, argue, defend, illustrate, and prove. It makes clear its value and purpose. Today, I'll discuss the American Revolution as a topic. The American Revolution gave our country an enduring democratic identity is a point you can defend. Most people fail a simple three-step test. First, can your statement complete "I believe that" as a full sentence? "I believe that our new marketing strategy" is a fragment. Second, does it pass the "so what" test? The 2016 election was huge news, is inarguably true, there's nothing to defend. But the 2016 election changed the conventional rules of running for president, requires analysis, and invites debate. Finally, ask why repeatedly until you eliminate generic adjectives. When you claim hiring a social media manager is important, ask why. The answer, because it can build critical buzz around our product, becomes your actual point. Consider NPR's fundraising appeals. "You should donate to public radio" is weak. Ask why 5 times, and you arrive at, "Donating to public radio helps expose vital truths." Your job isn't to be interesting. It's moving your point from your head into your audience's heads, like a bicycle messenger delivering a package. Many professionals resist selling, viewing themselves as educators, not salespeople. This resistance keeps their ideas powerless. Everyone sells. Some sell ad space, others sell ideas. The question isn't whether to sell, but whether to sell effectively. A sharer says, "Today I want to talk about X." A seller says, "Today I'm going to explain why doing X will lead to Y." Point-forcing phrases like "I propose," "I recommend," or "I suggest" transform passive observations into active leadership. People who consistently use these phrases are perceived as leaders and eventually become them. The first 15 seconds determine whether your audience finds you interesting or boring. Most presentations begin with "so" because it feels conversational. Instead, know your first word and commit to it. Your opening should establish who you are, your point, and why it matters. Consider what your audience wants: information, insight, inspiration, appreciation, empathy, or comfort. Your tone must match their expectation, or your point will miss its target entirely. Mastering delivery starts with eliminating uptalk, that rising pitch that transforms statements into questions. Ending with a period instead of a question mark conveys authority. Even counting from 1 to 5 demonstrates dramatically different confidence levels depending on inflection. This technique helped make Presidents Reagan, Clinton, and Obama among our most admired public speakers. Remove obstacles between yourself and your audience. Podiums, tables, and notes create distance. Move closer. Speak in the light. Most speakers never actually speak too loudly, even when instructed. Appropriate volume projects strength and confidence. Women who fear being perceived as aggressive when projecting are typically described by audiences as strong, confident, and assertive. Pauses aren't your enemy, they're your ally. Audiences need twice as long to process thoughts as you need to say them. Pauses create dramatic suspense, replace crutch words, and let your mind get ahead of your mouth. When you lose focus, use transitions like "my point is this" to course correct. 5 enemies undermine even perfect technique. First, "and" dilutes impact by offering multiple options. Each qualifier reduces retention. Apply the AND test. Ask if your strongest qualifier alone would be more powerful. Second, nonsense words like and ah create verbal debris. Awareness alone won't fix this. Replace these crutches with pauses, which create time to plan your next words. Third, never apologize during presentations. Public apologies announce failure. You're doing your audience a favor by sharing valuable points. Similarly, never reveal nervousness. It signals unprofessionalism. Fourth, speed kills points. Audiences need more processing time than speakers need delivery time. Treat all audiences as hard of hearing to force yourself to speak slowly, loudly, and simply. Fifth, your internal Department of Homeland Insecurity whispers, "You're screwing up." This voice lies. To overcome speaking anxiety, know your point, focus on delivering it rather than on yourself, and practice out loud. Only audience feedback confirms successful delivery. When preparing speeches, avoid reading from scripts. This kills eye contact. Use smart notes for key points and bring your point out early so your audience knows where you're headed. Despite what experienced professionals believe, winging it almost always leads to rambling disasters. Stories must prove, clarify, or illustrate your point, not just entertain. Explicitly connect your story. I shared this story because it illustrates how. Without this connection, you force your audience to do interpretive work. In PowerPoint, every slide after your title should directly support your main point. Follow the 5-5 rule. No more than 5 bulleted lines with no more than 5 words per line. After each slide, explicitly state how it supports your message. Email communication requires the same clarity. Subject lines should hint at your point concisely. Use bullets to direct attention and always pair criticisms with corrective suggestions. Reader interest wanes after 3-4 sentences, so break up long paragraphs. Since readers skim rather than read deeply, use formatting strategically. Bold key points, create white space, use headings. Never wing it on panels. Prepare 2 or 3 points related to your expertise. Memorize names and use them frequently. If you don't make your point early, assert yourself using connectors like building on Sarah's point. Treat panels like dinner parties. Turns aren't strictly observed. Einstein observed that if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. Ideas only realize their power when wielded with strategic precision. Many communicators fail by leading with half-baked notions instead of clear points, and by weakly sharing rather than confidently selling ideas. The transformation from information sharer to point maker requires consistent practice, self-awareness, and the courage to be direct. In a world of information overload, those who distill complex ideas into compelling points stand out. They're the ones whose emails get read, whose presentations are remembered, and whose ideas gain traction. When you make your point effectively, you honor others' time and demonstrate confidence by presenting ideas directly rather than hiding behind jargon. Clarity is the ultimate form of respect. Without a point, everything you say is pointless. With one, you become a thought leader whose ideas demand attention and respect.